books and arts. Odd Couples, the love song of J. Maynard Keynes. An intense, improbable romance comes thrillingly to life.
He was a renowned English economist with a history of affairs with men. She was a Russian ballerina whose former paramours included a Polish count and Igor Stravinsky. Yet when John Maynard Keynes went, night after night, to watch Lydia Lopakhova perform with the Ballet Russe in London in 1921, they fell ecstatically in love. It was, Keynes wrote, a dreadful business. He was almost beyond rescue. Extracts from the letters in which their pas de deux played out were performed on July 9th by Helena Bonham Carter and Tobias Menzies, both recently of the Crown. The venue was Charleston, the farmhouse in Sussex that was home to the painters Vanessa Bell and Duncan Grant, which they turned into a floor-to-ceiling work of art. It became a retreat for other members of the Bloomsbury Group, including Keynes, once Grant's lover. Now a museum, Charleston is hosting a season of outdoor events. It asked Holly Dawson, an in-house researcher, to shape the letters into a collage of the couple's life together. Lopakhova's writing, reckons Ms. Dawson, comes straight from her bones, and today goes straight to our bones. But a century ago, the Bloomsbury set were frightfully snobbish about her. Bell advised Keynes that she would make a very expensive wife and was altogether to be preferred as a mistress. Virginia Woolf thought she had the soul of a squirrel. Their disapproval was useless. "I kiss you and re-kiss you and pro-kiss you," Keynes declared, conjugating his desire. "I gobble you," Lopakhova wrote. "I re-gobble you, and gobble you from head to foot."